I am now choosing to bring myself into vibrational alignment with all that's abundantly positive around me.
Hey guys, it's Allie. Welcome to The Mind Paradox, where we will talk about why thoughts are only 10% of the work and discuss the science behind the other 90%. Get ready to meet the higher version of you.
Hello friends, welcome back to The Mind Paradox. I'm so happy that you've joined me on this episode. Today, I want to talk to you guys about one of my favorite books. This book, I recently just started rereading it again, and a lot of our stories will resonate. If you have read this book before, if you haven't, I highly recommend it. It's The Hero's Journey by Joseph Campbell. In its book, he says, "Follow your bliss and the universe will open doors for you where there were only walls." So I wanted to dive in a little bit more about this because it may resonate or it may not resonate, but it's embedded in ourselves and it lies the nature of our own hero's journey, and it applies to our own nature and of what we're going in our personal nature. Most of the ways when we think about our journey and we're comparing ourselves to where we are, it leads to some of the things and the challenges that we have accepted in ourselves. Here's the thing. The heroes that we see in TV, the heroes that we see in the movies, they also resonate with who we are in ourselves. I love the story so much because it really implements metaphorically all the things that who we are, all the challenges that we go through, they resonate with what we see in the movies, in the TVs. For example, right? You guys all probably watched Star Wars, Luke Skywalker. You guys have seen Harry Potter, and you have seen Lord of the Rings. They all have a hero that goes through a journey, and we go through the same things. Sometimes we don't really associate with this, but that's why I wanted to open up this space for this episode. We as a human beings, we go through the stages, and through our own journey can be shifted, repeated, or avoided up on what we need in our own life and our own journey. Ask yourself, where are you now? Where is your journey? So Joseph Campbell really introduces his book into 12 steps. The first one, when he goes back into who we are as a person, you're in the ordinary world. The ordinary world gives you the opportunity to identify with the hero of who you are, the urges, the problems that you're facing, showing your characteristics and what makes you you as a person, right? That's kind of like the first aspect when you get introduced into the world and you get to be and enter this dimension. And every story has that character, and you are the character in that story. As it goes on into the story, you're called to an adventure, or the hero is called to an adventure to achieve something that they want, or basically shift your ordinary world. There's more to life. There's opportunity that embarks us to a new journey. And it is up to you whether we take up onto that call to change our beliefs. And you may have experienced in the past when you wanted to create a new opportunity for yourself, a new job, or you met somebody that gave you a new opportunity. That's the call into an adventure. You're first introduced as who you are as yourself, and then you're called into the adventure. Then you have refused of a call. This is the second step. You, due to fear or unwillingness to change an external adventure, we don't really do anything about this, and we don't take the opportunity. We just refuse to take that call. And you know that there's an opportunity for you to take, but you just kind of keep it to yourself. You don't communicate that and you stay in that. Sadly, a lot of us stay in the stage. A lot of us refuse to call because we are afraid or facing our fears and what is going to involve the risk that we need to take to involve in the journey. Most of the time we push it aside and we just continue to stay in there. However, since you're listening to the podcast, you are ready to take to the next step. This is what the next step comes in, meeting the mentor, the third step. Whether it's someone that you met like me, someone that gives you an insight, an advice, a training, a magical gift of thinking, you overcome the initial fears and face the threshold of the adventure. You start noticing different type of learnings. You're opening your mindset, your world. You're opening a new adventure to whether it's a physical person to teach you the new learnings, whether it's, you know, like a, for example, for me, some of the people that I've read through is like Carl Jung. I haven't really physically met him, but he's like a mentor to me, or the people that have trained me in what I'm trained now. Those are the people that you start attracting when you decide to take on Punto de Call. Then the fourth step, you're crossing the threshold. The threshold is that you have committed yourself to the journey and you're preparing to cross the getaway that separates you from the ordinary world from a special world. Now that you're creating and you're opening the avenues, you're bringing in a new direction. You as a hero must confront the event that forces you to commit entering the special world from where there's no turning back. It's the adventure and you go inward. This is the moment when you go unconsciously to the unknown. It's the self-discovery to awakening. Perhaps the piece of information that may have changed your perception forever. It's really that little line where you're right around the cross, where you're like, I'm about to embark in a whole new journey, and you're fully committed to your own personal development. Then it goes to step five. This is the most important stage of on our journey, which is test, training, meet the people that are like-minded, whether it's entering in a whole new world of a society, an emotional realm, or a romantic love that you bring into yourself. In this state, you get tested, where all the things that you're wanting to create and all the things that you're attracting may or may not go away or may stay, but it's preparing yourself so that you can continue your journey. This is the stage where you're going to test your own skills, your own powers, and perhaps seek further training from your mentor or seeking further training for achieving a higher state of evolution. It's a special world in the inner world to test yourself. Then it comes to step six. You approach in the inmost cave. This is the inner conflict, what we haven't faced internally. Everything that we fear, it's a breakthrough, right? This is the growth zone, when you have putting everything that you've learned to a test so that you can come out of the cave. It's you're the confident hero that may bypass the presentation and make a bold move into the special world. A new person is arising. You see where I'm going with this story? You might probably sense this. One of my favorite stories to relate to right here is The Lion King. If you know anything about me, you know I love lions, and lions are my favorite animals. But in The Lion King, we know how Simba it's basically leaves his kingdom behind, but also is called upon to his own journey. Then you enter into step H, which is also known the ordeal. In this stage, you face the greatest fear that confronts the most difficult challenge and experience, not only with yourself, but also life or death. In your journey, it basically goes more of like failure. It's the central essential as a new journey of where you're beginning. Only through that can the hero be reborn, experiencing a resurrection that grants greater powers or insight to see the journey of the death. In The Lion King, Mufasa appears through the clouds in front of Simba and basically reframes him and tells him to go back and take his place on Pride Rock. He faces death and he fails to his identity because of in this stage and the ordeal, he's basically pit against of who he is as a hero, but also he has the power to defeat the villain, but is unwilling. I don't want to say unwilling, but he really is not ready to defeat him yet. And as we know, Simba has this mentor, which is Rafiki. And Rafiki really guides him to tell him really who he is internally and more get to know himself, especially he doesn't even know who he is. And what does Rafiki tell him? He tells him that his dad is still alive. Mufasa comes out into the clouds and tell him to take Pride Rock back. The reward is that Simba has survived the death and he comes into the greatest fear aligned with basically who is supposed to meant to be. And you know, in our own journey as human beings, our reward can be physical. It can be love, knowledge, or an object, or healing the inner self. It is a journey that it resumes to its climax and the resolution that you can have to test out the ordeals and farther than that. It's the consequences that we've been taking in the past that we bring him into our realm of, I got a reward from taking that action, from overcoming the fears, for over understanding of what didn't I understand before and now what I do understand on myself. It's that reward. Like I mentioned, it could be love, knowledge from another person, from yourself. It's a different type of reward that we all experience within our own journey. And then the road back, that's the step 9. What does Simba do? He goes back and faces a scar, and he goes back to take the challenge into acquire Pride Rock back. Most of the people in the road back, you have the choice to either go back and continue your own journey on the new hero that you've made, or you also have the choice of you'll go onto your old addiction, bad habits. You step into the change of a different direction. In the road back, the hero must finally recommit to completing the journey and accept the road back to the ordinary world. What does this implement? It's the fact that you have gotten the learnings, you've overcome the fears, and now it's up to you whether you're going to take on the old direction or the new direction that you've created. The new life that you've stepped it into after you've overcome all your fears and your negative emotions and your limiting beliefs, you have a choice, and the mind is going to play you tricks. The mind is going to give you all the things that you want, but it's also going to give you the path of least resistance. Do you want this now? Do you want to continue this life if this is really what you want? Or it's going to give you the old habits, and that's up to you. In this case, we all know that Simba conquers that fear that he had, takes on a scar, he comes out of the fire, beats him over. I wouldn't say beats him over, but you know, the hyenas eat him, but he overcomes that. And what does he do? Then he takes the throne and he becomes the king. And that's exactly what we're going in through our own, you know, we resurrecting from our own negative emotions. We're coming him into life from all the things that we've been carrying, all the bullshit that we are carrying. We're letting those go, and we're continuously to create the things that we want, so that the road back, we're not holding back by our limiting beliefs, we're not hold back by our old addictions. In fact, we're letting those past habits, and from now on, how you feel about that old belief is all magnificent, and you feel so much better in that world. But that in the road back is where you pick which destination you want to choose. Now you go to step 11, which is the resurrection. This ordeal and resurrection can represent a cleansing or a purification that must occur now that the hero has emerged from the land of the dead. And the hero, if you are, you are reborn. You are transformed with the attributes of who you want to be. You're emerged in a whole different perspective. That's the thing, is like you're reborning yourself. It's your journey within of who you are. And you're having that. It's a battle that you've overcome your fears and your negative emotions. And it's more and more into your own life. Other lives are different. And you see everything from a different perspective. You welcome love with peace as it is. There's no judgment, because everything that it is outside, it's within. And you become one with everything in the resurrection. One of the things that I like to think of, it's, you delivered a whole new perspective of who you are. You have accepted a new magic within you. And that leads to the path of the step 12, which is you're one with everything. You're returned with the elixir. The elixir is also known as the magic source in this case. From the ordinary world to the special world, it's now you're be able to transfer from both identities, one to the other. And you have congruently achieved conscious state of mind to the unconscious state of mind. As the most important, as you are returning to become one with everything, you can see how everything is elaborating, how you're one with nature, and you begin to have that journey within you. It's kind of like the final fade out that a lot of people know now, and most tales is the return. Simba comes back to Rock Pride, and not only he marries Nala, but they also bring a new baby. So the journey continues, but with resolve and balance. Your own journey continues to have more restored of ease and being at peace with your new life, the new journey, the new influence to create new beginnings. And ask yourself now, where are you in this path? What's your path like? What stage are you at? Are you taking the stage to create your own journey? Or, for perhaps you need a mentor, and this is the reason why you're listening to the podcast. Or perhaps this is where you need to test yourself and you need more training. This is the time to really get to know yourself. And if you're refusing the call of what you're meant to be, whether it's something that you're passionate about or whether you're discovering who you are, this is the time to really either accept that call and really fulfill your dreams and all the things that you want. Let go of the fears that are, stopping you from achieving the things that you want easily and effortlessly. The paradox is that you already know what you want, and then this is the time to taking the action to logically release all the things that are stopping you now, and so that you can achieve easily and effortlessly all the abundance in your life. So this has been the hero's journey. If this episode has resonated with you, please remind your friends to hop on and listen. Don't forget, actually, remember to rate, subscribe, and review. It helps me grow and appreciate the feedback. So stay tuned for next week. You guys have a wonderful day.